3 minutes till the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today.
Six players, six teammates.
You all know what you have to do. No one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around.
Not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you.
This is your time. This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are.
Welcome to Skating on Thick Ice. You are live. Please do swear.
Fuck.
So,
don't worry, we will.
So just to have a bit of a more professional structure, you will love the new intro that I did, which you'll hear later. But let's start off on the wrong foot, which is going to be like a recap of... Now somebody's flipping audio's really bad, boys.
I think while she's recording is on his roof or something. Sounds windy as fuck.
Take it off loudspeaker, boys.
I'm on headphones.
Yeah, me too.
We'll just keep it on it. Maybe my ears... Phone.
Turn your hearing aid down, boy.
All right, anyway, starting off on the wrong foot, Ben, how did you do on your goals? Did you hear the goals that Ben set himself?
I heard a...
He tried to get away with one.
Oh, yeah, one goal of not doing something.
Yeah,
it was not shaving, I think.
Those goals.
It's one that can be easily achieved. But as it happens, you know, starting on the wrong foot, I did break that goal this evening. New job tomorrow and things, so I did actually fucking shave tonight. So
well done. Well
the
done,
thing
Mark.
I did said I wasn't gonna do, I did do. So good. Yeah, it's not a good start. It's not a good start to call, to be honest.
What about your other goals?
The other goals, 2 classes a week, managed one, which is a fucking. I was hoping to come on here for the second episode and say bang, achieved every single one of them. But
yeah, but that's 50% success.
That's a good way of approaching it, boy. That's a positive attitude. Yeah,
it's a good. It's a good. It is a good way of approaching it, but
he still failed.
It is a 50%.
I know it.
Failed. Yeah, what about your last one?
The last one was to train at least twice a day, 3 times a week. That was my complex mathematics from episode 1. And I have done that. I have done that. That went well. I have done that 3 times this week. Once in the morning, up before the enemy.
I noticed you've been up before the enemy a lot this week. First.
Yeah. I think it's a lot easier to get it done in the morning and then something else in the evening. So, yeah.
So I'd say
overall about a 60% success rate on my goals from last week.
I will say that you interrupted Gecko Charles and when you said that, you know, you've done it well this morning. On a couple of days, that's what he was going to say, but you interrupted
Sorry.
It, but...
I still think it's
pretty good. Mine was. What was mine? I can't even remember what mine was.
I think this is going to be a crucial thing going forward. If we're going to recap the previous week's goals, we need to at least fucking remember what they were.
You were doing the Belgian waffle. Belgian waffle flipping workout or something.
Oh, that's what it was, but yep, it's German volume training. That was it. Well, from now on, to be called his Belgian waffle training.
So from now on, tick that one off. I went to that Tuesday. My quads are still hurting now. It absolutely destroyed my legs, and I walked like I'd been raped anally for at least 3 days. And a little part of me would have rather been raped anally.
Each to their own.
My vision. It was so hard. My vision was narrowing as if I was getting choked. So, I look forward to that. Luckily, I took him along to jiu-jitsu on Wednesday, and he was like, "Nah, we need to readjust your training thing." So he's gonna do something based on jiu-jitsu. So,
oh, tidy.
So I don't have to put myself through that type of
pain.
I was going to... This, if I had continued doing that, this podcast would have been the raping of Nanking 2.
But worse. Yeah. Worse than the first one.
It's not really good, is it?
No, but I'd done it anyway, so I'd done it. I got up three times this week before the enemy. One of those was involuntary, just because a man flew. What else did I do? I bought the kit. I bought my daughter and my wife flowers, and I went to jujitsu once. I didn't go today because.
What did you buy your son any horrible get?
I know it's a good point.
Well, tech. We can't talk about buying him flowers. We've already had this conversation.
I buy him anything. Gender neutral boy.
Yeah, that's not on me, is it? Discriminatory attitudes towards his own flesh and blood, like that's not on.
Favouritism in kids is ending in tears.
I know. Anyway, let's move on past the giggles by saying that I don't even recognise gender. So good there. I'm like Canada.
that's a super progressive society, Dick.
Yeah, and so I think I've done about 90% probably. So yeah, you know, could be worse, could be better. So, but happy days.
What's your goals for next week then?
How about we? that's what I was going to say. No, being as we've decided on goals. How about Kingy and Walshy?
I'm happy for goals.
About you for the following week.
Shall we just do them at the end, or as per the structure we decided? So if anybody's listening to this, we've been mentally actually trying to make this professional, and we just giggled as if we've been smoking weed for the first time.
Yeah, but laughing's contagious.
Hands up. Promise, I haven't been smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. You have to... Oh, this is nuts. So the other boy, whose name we call Walshy, but it's definitely not his name, he's just really quiet in the background, and I can just hear a little tapping noise. So the probability of him actually being wanking at the moment is high.
Yeah. That's actually true.
Hurry up and fucking finish yourself off, Walshy. We need some input from you, boy.
I know.
Anyway, I'm like sweating now from laughing. But...
What's the first topic? So
the only topic is Tyson Fury, the people's champ discuss. I reckon we got like 10 seconds each to outline our case, and then Walshy don't get his say at the end.
No, that's not happening. Someone might say I'm a champ.
You start, US Ben. What do you want to say?
I just think, you know, aside from the fight, I don't know if we've all seen it, but it was a fucking fantastic fight, and he was robbed. But that aside, I think...
Who did he fight for, people? For all of the millions listening to this that don't know what we're talking about.
Some worm from Alabama who was a real cocky motherfucker, like, and he's lucky to leave that ring with his belt, Deontay Wilder. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely robbed. But aside from all of that, I think somebody in his position, heavyweight champion of the world, discussing all those issues he had with mental health... I think it was important for people to hear, like, it happens with a lot of athletes, and then after they finish, they get a bit depressed and down because they haven't got it anymore. But he was in a unique position where he was, like, heavyweight champion of the world, fucking top of his game, had everything he could possibly want, and he was like, well, fucking life's still
shit.
Another
famous person like that massively hit the bottle, George Best.
That was when he was top of his game.
George Best, I saw some documentary, and when he won the I think it was the Champions League at the time. It was Europe, wasn't it? It was called
something like that. Yeah,
but he said himself that he had nothing else to do. He couldn't go anywhere else, so that's what happened. He just hit the bottle after then because he couldn't reach any more with the club. So
I heard he drank a flagon out of the Champions League trophy.
No, it weren't made then, boy. It was the Europe trophy, most probably. Champions League, unless he had a time machine, boy. He was talking shit.
I like how you didn't address the flagon bit. Oh. But yeah, you are right. That was the thing with George Best, was booze. So, yeah, dangerous. I guess it's a dangerous precedent, setting goals and meeting them. Like,
yeah, Tyson Fury's like the dichotomy of George Best.
Having nothing else to achieve is weird, isn't it?
So Slim, your views?
Oh, I think I know nothing about his boxing at all, but I know that he must have done well to come back from all the issues he had and the weight and the drugs and drinking that to closely beat him or beat him by what people are saying. So you've got to give him credit.
I'll give him credit where credit's due. For the first time ever in my life, I'm giving him credit. I think. Is it correct that he lost 10 stone?
Yeah, that's what he reckons.
That's correct.
If I lost 10 stone in weight, I would be 3 stone.
Don't lie, boy. You'd be fucking in the negative if you lost 10 stone.
Fucking hell.
You'd be minus 3 stone, boy.
I would be like flat Stanley. So, for anybody who doesn't know what 13 stone of man looks like, you're welcome to give me a ring. But 10 stone of weight loss is a lot, regardless of anything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then like the mental health issues on top.
Yeah, and the drink and the drugs and that. So you've got to... He must have
done... My argument is it's his own fault.
Don't let yourself get fat. That's your argument.
Yeah. You won't have to fucking lose it, then, won't you?
Fucking hell, boy. You were went cold after him. He's having mental health issues, and all you can say is, well, fucking don't get fat, boy.
Like, whoa, boys.
It's nuts.
If we let Walshy have his say at the end at about 10 o'clock.
No,
you do get his say, but I'd like, you may as well have it now. Have your say right now. What do you think of Tyson Fury, the people's champion?
No, but he done well, didn't he? He was lucky not to be fucking sparked right to the end. Well, he was sparked, didn't he? But he's lucky for the ref not to stop it. But what I hate about that little prick, right, is he's just so inconsistent, man. Like, going back a year ago, he's making, like, homophobic fucking tweets. He was an absolute...
The weed we don't agree with.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
absolute prick. So, how can he sell his dream now of being this, like, hero, this inspiration... When a year ago, he was absolutely bell-end. So my argument is just be fucking consistent. Just be a bell-end. He's the type of fucking bloke which you see in a pub and you just look at him, shake your head and say, what a wanker. Don't you? Like, fuck, you wouldn't be around him at night.
All right, well, let me put this forward then. You know, in all likelihood it is, he probably still hates gays. But that surely, can't you like separate that from the fact that he had those issues? He struggled with drinking drugs, totally unrelated to his homophobia. And we've all agreed that that's unacceptable. But, that aside, he's still done what he's done.
Yeah, I've got to interrupt you. We don't just disagree with him. We fully disagree with those comments. We can't stress that highly enough. But, that's a good point. I think that nobody's going to agree with people being homophobic or racist or anything like that. But if what he's done has saved his life and helps other people to save theirs, then surely even you, Walsh, can recognise what an achievement that is.
When did he tweet those tweets anyway? Was he like out of it on drugs or was it? What context was it?
He said he was on the Tony Montana.
Yeah, he's just a balance, isn't he? He's just going to his balance stage. No, just be consistent, though. You know what I mean? Just be consistent. Either be a full-time balance or be an inspiration.
Yeah, but people can make change, can't
he? Make change. Probably...
I think you can have those views running alongside each other, like, can't you? You can still think, you can come back from all those drink, drugs, mental health issues and still hate gays. I think you don't have to be one or the other.
Is that
not possible? Like,
no, I don't think it is.
There's loads of things about him as well. Like,
not saying it's right, but nobody's perfect. Everybody's got their flaws. I'm sure there's things between us, so we'd have different points of view on. But I wouldn't classify you as a whole person just based on our one fucking opinion. Like, depends on how fucking bad it is, mind, I suppose.
Yeah, but. Do you know what? This is actually making me think because what Walshy has actually got a very valid point and I was getting ready to ban him. And the scary thing is I've been tweeting out what inspirational and putting on Facebook how awesome I think Tyson Fury is. And now it turns out that he might not be all I thought he was. So a lesson learned to me, like, stop tweeting shit.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be spotting little worms like Fury.
They got a responsibility, haven't they, if they're in the public eye. You can't be like he can't be tweeting whatever he feels like saying. Regardless, can he?
Yeah, not just tweets, right. It's interviews as well. Like, if you look back on his past, you've had like some really controversial interviews, some like really controversial social media posts. He's just absolute bellend. Absolute bellend. How's that been?
He has said some mad shit. You are right there. He has.
Yeah, so how's that inspiration to the people, innit? How is that inspiration?
Have you heard the anecdote of him beating Klitschko in the sauna before he beat him in the ring, though?
Yeah, have you heard
that? Right, let's not go in.
No, you've got to hear that anecdote.
Tell me about it.
He said he knew he had beaten Klitschko, the fight with Klitschko, even before he got in the ring with him, because Klitschko's big thing was taking his challengers into the sauna. And Klitschko loved staying in the sauna longer than them. That was like his thing. So he said, Tyson said, he was like in the sauna with him and he could see, he said he was almost like passing out, but he pushed through. And then Klitschko just got up then, just like left the sauna. Not a word said about it, just left. And then Fury said, oh, I had to stay in another 10 minutes just to show him that I wasn't like on the edge, just to make it look as if it was easy. And then he said, when I bumped into Klitschko then a couple of weeks later, I said to him, oh, not bad in a sauna, was it? And Klitschko pretended he never knew anything about it. Oh, I can't remember, he said. Can't remember that. So Fury said, I knew I'd beaten him even before I got in the ring, because I'd mentally beaten him in the sauna.
Yeah, well, that is...
No, homophobic pun intended.
Can we just clarify that we absolutely mean no homophobic pun?
No, that's right.
Well, but I don't want to take anything away from him, right? You know what I'm like with credit, but the first time I ever went in a sauna was with Stacey and Bridget Rex, and I stayed in there for about an hour. I nearly died. I didn't realise you weren't supposed to stay in there for ages.
Mentally beat Stacey without him even knowing it.
I mentally nearly killed myself. My resolve was so strong that I almost died.
Well, we were trying to gain from staying in there that long then.
Good skin, boy.
Oh, fucking hell.
My skin was pucker, but I couldn't stand up.
What was your kidney like? Like a fucking prune?
My kidney, but we don't talk.
Shriveled, dehydrated.
Don't you worry about my kidneys. Gecko Charles. So do we have a kind of verdict then on Tyson Fury? Like, as well, she takes.
Let's have a vote on credit or no credit.
All right, then, yeah. All right, in order for somebody to get credit, they do need four yeses. Right. This is like
all
the
right,
voice.
Then. Go on, then.
Do you give Tyson Fury credit?
No. I think I was a no.
Is he gone?
Ben, where are you?
I'm here, boy. I fucking give him credit. Of course I do.
Speak up, Ben.
Well, you watch it on It's only a
Don't
podcast.
Don't be frightened.
It's only audio, which is the most important thing. So you give him credit.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was nodding.
Gecko Charles. Do you give him credit?
I give him credit.
Daniel Walsh, whose name definitely ain't Daniel Walsh. Do you give him credit?
That's a tough one for me, because I fucking hate the prick.
Well, from a boxing stance?
From a boxing stance, he fought one of the top heavyweights in the world, even though he just boxed like a baby giraffe. But... yeah, I give him a bit of credit.
we're not giving him fractions, even though Ben loves his maths. We're not doing fractions. So he either gets credit or he doesn't.
We got to have that as a yes from Walshy, I think.
I think he gives a bit. We know
okay. Right, well, from me, I originally said I was giving him credit where credit was due, but... it's such a big thing for me to give her credit that if there's even a sniff of no credit,
Wait there, then. Let's change this. No, is it going to be boxing credit or the whole package credit?
Well, we can't give him flipping credit for his homophobic
thing.
But that's the only other thing we've talked about. I don't know if anybody's seen. Have you heard the Joe Rogan podcast with him? Everybody say aye if you have.
I heard 10 minutes.
Aye.
Yeah, 10 minutes probably ain't enough. But yeah, so boxing, if it was boxing, I'd give him credit. But based on the full situation, there's a sniff of no credit in the air. So that's what I'm gonna have to give him. So he doesn't go down as
he's going to the basement.
That's fucked up, brothers. When you say boxing, what about the aspect of him coming back from that fucking drink and drugs and those mental health problems? Like, not just his boxing ability credit.
I'm giving him credit. I'm giving him credit. The homophobic tweets and that, obviously, that's no credit. But I would say
no credit for that.
Yeah, but it's a broad topic, that, isn't it? It's like a broad no credit. Like, I don't think anyone would get credit if you were all being judged on past things said.
Oh, good point. Our discretion, past discretion.
That's it. So it's like, I think if you're going to solely base it on, I don't know, like Ben said, his comeback is like losing the weight, his mental health issues and his boxing, which is now like in the forefront of the post-fight. But if it's like, obviously you're not going to give him credit if you're including past tweets. But that's like saying no one can have credit because everyone said something. Oh, like,
this is, yeah. Right. So just to respond to that, yeah, you've definitely made me think. Did you see the quote straight after the fight where he was saying about helping other people with mental health and stuff?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. It's for you guys.
Just for that, I'm going to give him credit. So he gets all four credit, although I would like to see him at Dallas Boxing Gym and get a spider on him and see what happens. He'd be in trouble.
Right? Once I get him in my web, it's not getting out, is it?
There is no getting out. So, all right then. Well, that's quite a good conversation on Tyson Fury, the people's champion. I'm glad
the Gypsy King.
That's what I've called this podcast. Right, moving forward, one goal for next week. Me and Ben had an idea of always saying one goal for the next week, but actually saying three, and never drawing attention to it after.
Can you have as many goals as you want of not achieving goals?
Jesse, well, you can fill in on the ones you might have failed in the week. Like, I like that, but a contingency plan for your failure. Like.
Yeah. All right.
No, goals. How many goals then? Three goals.
Because if you only have one and your balls are...
Yeah, that's 100% failure.
Yeah, 100% failure, I guess. You push-ups. Yeah,
that's it. Three then, three goals.
So, three goals. We'll start with Benjamin, who starts a new job tomorrow, so he should start.
Yeah, well, obviously, new job when I start tomorrow. I'm fucking vastly underqualified for, so my first goal is not to get sacked by Friday.
Do you want me to bleep off it out?
Oh, don't say...
No, don't be bad at bias. Truth. I'm vastly underqualified for it, and my first goal is to not be sacked by Friday, so that's number one. And I've also found out that the Chris Reese Academy is like a 6-minute drive from my new job, so...
If you name somewhere, you've got a big shout it out.
Well, I'm not big shouting it out yet, because I might go on his shit, so...
It does matter.
I'll come back to you on that one next week.
If you come back next week, you will big shout out Chris Reed's Academy.
Right. Oh, Ben, are you commuting to Swansea? Or...
No, he's gonna leave me off.
No, are you training it? Are you training it? Training it down?
No.
That's what his new job is.
Yeah, go sign in, it is, like. So, I don't think they got the infrastructure to have trains and buses down that way, so I will have to drive it.
Yeah.
So, that's goal number one. The Chris Reese Academy, I'm planning on going. They got a 14-day free trial, so I'm going to aim to go
for 14
times this week, which is a fucking big goal.
How many times?
No, for 5 days. Till we do the, I'm assuming we're doing this next week, right? It's about the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to aim to go 5 days next week.
That's a good. That's a good one.
I feel like that's a fucking lofty goal, mind. But last one.
Hey, don't request praise for it. Just so I can
Ben, you're going to be mentally drained from your new job. You are going to be like a fucking. They're going to have to wheel you in the Chris Reese Academy.
Thanks for the confidence, buddy. Thanks for that vote of confidence. Like
you'll be like Professor Xavier by the end of the week.
Exactly like you were after your fucking Belgian waffle training. But with Xavier's chair. So yeah,
we shouldn't laugh at. Well, just to be clear, we don't laugh at people with disabilities on this podcast.
He's not disabled, he's fucking psycho.
Are you they need a new training dummy down here, Ben?
Worthless, bike, worthless.
Right, come on in, last goal.
Goal number three, twice this week. On top of that, I'll be getting up before the enemy to train before work.
Right, good. Right. Daniel Walsh, whose name is definitely.
Can I just
Daniel
cut
Walsh.
In? Do you know getting up before the enemy? I reckon that should be like a common goal, because that's a good goal to have. Except I won't be included in it. I'll be in bed before the enemy.
You can sleep with the enemy.
No, all night in my bed, boy.
You work all night, boy, all day.
All day, yeah. I'll be up before anyone in the afternoon.
Right, Gecko Charles, what's your three goals? And we are new.
Obviously I can't get up before the enemy, but I'm gonna get up with about 6 hours sleep, because at the moment I'm fucking struggling to even peel my head off the pillow, and it's fucking demoralizing me. So I'm aiming to get up half 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. That sounds fucking stupid, doesn't it? But half 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm aiming to get up.
You do work, just so we clear for other people, you do work
nights. That's right. No,
you're just a lazy bastard.
And on the rock and roll, like. Yeah, so
That's one
goal for me. Get up before 2 o'clock. That's my one goal.
All right, what's your other?
I'm gonna try and go to the gym 3 times this week. Say 2 times this week. 2 times this week and jujitsu, twice.
There we are. That's your three. Daniel Walsh, whose name definitely ain't Daniel Walsh.
I am a bit of a lazy bastard at the moment. Like, so you're not gonna put me to shame, but. Like, up before the enemy. Like, I definitely do think my son is the enemy. He is up all fucking night.
Fucking hell.
That's somebody who can bother James over watching.
Yeah.
He's not getting his fucking boy presents. You're a kid's the enemy.
Common theme.
So my one goal is.
Common theme.
My goal is to get up and before that little fucker.
Yeah.
Up in his cot, like.
Flank him in bed.
Yeah. So I'll be going to sit up to the bottom of his cot looking at him like, I'm fucking up before you, boy.
Wake him up.
Yeah, so that's my wife. Just to beat him and get up before him.
What if he thinks you were the enemy and you both don't sleep all week?
Yeah,
you've got to bring it. You've got to bring the execution of violence. Is this how it's called?
Ready? Just bust them.
What's that thing that Jocko says? You've got to... Oh, fuck, I can't even think what it's called now. Muff, what's it?
Prioritizing
action. I'll have to look it up. I'll have to remind you next week's podcast.
Are you having any more than one?
Yeah. Well, I'm taking another one in, like to try and get on work. To try and get on work on time at least once this week.
Good effort there. That's good.
No, I never like to be late. Like it's always between like 1 to 5 minutes, but I want to be early this week for one sec. I'm going to wait until 10 minutes early. So,
that's a good goal, that is.
Yeah. My third one, I just need to fucking do some exercise. Like literally just do something. Like, I literally look about 6 months pregnant now. I am the skinniest fat man you'll ever see. I am.
Oh, why don't you do the 100 press ups app over 7 weeks? You can just do it now. As soon as you wake, well, you don't even have to do it in the morning. You can just
to warm up, like.
Yeah, no, you won't be seeing me doing press ups. Fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
Well, it starts off with like with sets which are completely manageable, like one, then set of three, then a set of two, then a set of one. Like that's some, and then over 8 weeks, it just builds you up.
Yeah.
To be a monster like me.
Monster. And I still get you in the and Ken Shamrock ankle lock. No worries. Like,
yeah. You've never had me in that. No. That's Ben you're talking about. Yeah.
The fucking ankle ripper.
He had even a sharpshooter. Anyway, my three really quickly is number one, be nicer to my wife. Because this man flu's got me down and she has actually been quite good to me. Number two, go to jiu-jitsu twice this week. Number three, make sure I continue this weight training in whatever shape or form that is until the next podcast. The next one, I'm going on Tuesday, so I'm a little bit afraid of it, but it is what it is.
Oh, I got a goal that I was going to say that I was going to do last week, but I failed at. I was gonna go to yoga once in the 1-to-1. Yeah, I was gonna give it a try because I am so inflexible. I am like I'm useless of flexibility. So that's what were my three goals anyway. Getting up before the enemy in the afternoon, going to the gym and jujitsu twice. Just two of them, wasn't it? But
Use
some of my complex mathematics, but add that additional.
Yeah, that's it. Complex maths. Apply it to something stupid.
It's always applied. Yeah. Like that's what I learned on last week's show. So, anyway, we'll have a conversation about a topic for next week. I've actually really laughed. Like it's really good medicine, and we'll get. If anybody's listening and they got any questions, send them in. If anybody would like to confirm Gecko Charles's crap, then they can also do that.
It's a myth.
Or it's a myth. It's a legend. until then,
I got another good one. Mind Ben's bread cutter. Ben's bread cutter. That's a good one, isn't it?
What are you doing?
Don't act like you don't know what one that is, boy. You fucking wake up sweating in the middle of the night thinking about my bread cutter.
Well, you are bread. You've never had me with a bread cutter.
No, but this, I've had so many things I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure I've had you with that. Like,
all I'll say to you is...
No credit, anyway, where credit's due.
we'll end the podcast. So, just for anybody listening, we are talking about jiu-jitsu. Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And you are Ben. You are the only remaining thing on my list of goals from 6 months ago. So, I said,
"What were the other things?"
I said, "Get an orange belt into karate, quit smoking for at least twelve weeks, run a mile, which I done today."
I see now you run a mile. I know when you run a mile, boy.
Right, when I...
Well, the bread cutter gate. It's
because,
run a mile in.
But getting creative. I've got a tap, Ben. That's on my list. But I didn't say in jiu-jitsu. So one day you'll come home and I'll just be hiding in the dark.
Ninja style.
You'd be ready to get in bed and I'll slap a Ken Shamrock on him.
No, I gotta say this before we cut this off. Now he was showing me a move last week. He's like, "Oh, let me show this to you." So let him put it on, and as he applied the pressure, I had to obviously say, "Yeah, that's good." And the cheating bastard was like, "Tap!" I'm claiming that. Tried to claim that as
well,
a legitimate tap.
Well, I tell you
tap.
What,
like, that's
how
desperate
we're going
he is to
on,
toss it off his
on
list.
His theory of no credit. With that little whiff of no credit in the air, there's no credit due there. I know.
Oh, I know.
That's for sure.
What happened with that was he had pissed to a balance. That wasn't even the move I was supposed to show him. He just fell over like a little kid. So he fell over like my man flu fell over yesterday when I challenged him.
Oh, fucking hell.
But anyway, we'll leave it for this.
It's a good start. Good group podcast.
Yeah.
You listen to the intro and you will love it. I don't know what the audio will sound like, but it'll be a good laugh to listen back to. I can't wait for tomorrow. So I'll edit it.
We'll have to discuss then more structure as well, is it, for the next one? We're getting a pretty...
I think we had a pretty good structure. I think, like, because this is the first one with four of us, we just giggled for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'll sit then.
Yeah.
But, and while she took about 10 minutes to finish his plan.
Yeah, I did.
That's fair enough.
So, takes me 2 weeks, kept coming into my fucking head and kept pulling me off.
He was about to orgasm numerous times, but we kept saying, we are not going to
Oh, fucking hell.
But,
it's been a good yeah. Number. It's finding a feet when it's all four of us, yeah. And it will only improve from
good,
you.
Good.
I might surprise you with a website.
Yeah, that'd be good. So, get an email address people can email.
that would be an easier thing to make up rather. I was debating getting random people in Tesco's and just recording them on my phone saying Gecko Charles is like
get them to repeat. Can you see?
Don't give away the tricks of the trade, bro.
You're right. So anyway, have a wonderful week. Meet the goals. If you don't meet them, be brutally honest next week.
Yeah.
And keeping.
Yeah. And if you were not, the rest of the boys will be like, Kingy will give you his fucking vote.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta beat Babbitt out.
It's been a topical illusion.
Right,
boys.
Until next week. Keep in touch with you.
Oh, no homophobic pun intended.
Well, and while she won't have any issues with that.
Ta-da, ta-da. Ta-da.
Right.
Come on now, Ben Jones. Fucking, let's have none of this bullshit.
As always, this podcast is sponsored by Offit. OFFIT. 100% synthetic ingredients, all from illegal sources.